I'm going to start with a meditation. It's a self-empathy meditation that I heard Barbara Larson, who's a certified trainer in Washington State, offer one time. And I just loved it. And so this is my version of Barbara Larson's self-empathy meditation. My experience is that when I engage in a regular self-empathy practice, my skill in connecting with my need increases dramatically. And so then does it increase when I'm trying to empathize with others. So essentially, my vocabulary increased substantially. And then the other thing it helped me do was have greater presence so that I could actually hang on to my center longer, even if I was triggered in any conversations with other people. So I'm hoping you'll find that. I would suggest, if you're comfortable with it, just settle into your chair or the floor or whatever would make you most comfortable. And then close your eyes if you're comfortable with that. And just allow yourself to settle. Allow yourself to breathe comfortably at whatever pace is most comfortable for you. Putting your entire focus on your breathing. Noticing how when you do this, your breath gets a little deeper and longer. It might slow down a bit as well. Just watching your breathing. And noticing how well your body responds to that focused. And then allow yourself to settle just a little bit more in your chair or the floor, whatever's holding you. And then even just a little bit more if you can. And now notice if you have any feelings that arise in you or that are about discomfort or hurt or anger or sadness. First of all, just notice the feelings. And then notice what needs are underneath those feelings. When I say needs, I'm talking about the nonviolent communication idea of needs. Things like love, wanting love, support, care, nurturing, consideration, respect, any number of them. Notice what needs are attached to feelings that you're having right now. Now start to notice the unique quality of the need that's most present for you right now. The unique quality of that need. It might have a specific color or texture. Or you might feel it especially strongly in your body. And it might show up as pressure or tension in certain parts of your body. Be curious about that energy and start to notice as much as you can about it. and now allow it to start to grow and radiate outside your body. If your mind starts to wander, just bring it gently back to that place, the energy of the need that you're working on right now. Visualize it radiating from within you and out and beyond you. Just notice how that feels. Now think of a time when that need was really well met for you. You might be with a particular person or a location. You might be alone. Just think of a time in your life when that need was really well met for you. And if you have any feelings come up, just allow them. And if you're not having a memory, just allow yourself to relax into it and try to open yourself to a memory if one should come in. And now let go of that memory and that moment in time when that need was well met, and come back to the unique energy of that need. Just allow it to fill you up again until you're completely saturated with it. Notice how it feels when you fill yourself with that energy. And now extend that need. So for instance, if your need was for love, you were first filled up in love, and then you're extending love to everybody else, knowing that by extending it, it grows even greater within you. There's no limit to the energy of this need. There's no limit to it at all. And now bring the focus back to you, bringing your energy and that need back into you. notice if there's any separation between that energy of the need and you. Maybe it starts to become you. Maybe you get that you are love, in fact, or whatever the need is. You are compassion. You are love. You are support. You are caring. You are nurturing. It's a living energy in you. And it is always a part of you, even if you forget it, or even if it's hard to connect with it sometimes in your life. And then start to bring your focus back to your body and your chair or the floor, whatever you're being held up with. And then start to gradually open your eyes, trusting that that living energy of that need stays fully radiant in you.